This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday offered an 18-month safe haven to thousands of Hong Kong residents to remain in the United States rather than face repression by being deported to the Chinese-controlled territory. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
This step is one that is meant to ensure we are practicing what we preach in terms of the human rights values and ensuring that people who are in this country don't face the ongoing repression that we're seeing in Hong Kong.
Last month, the United States imposed more sanctions on Chinese officials in Hong Kong in response to Beijing's national security law, which China implemented last year, to criminalize what it considers subversion, secessionism, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces. Ibrahim Raisi, the protege of Iran's supreme leader, has been sworn in as the country's new president. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
An orchestra plays to mark a new chapter in Iran during a ceremony in parliament. Raisi, the former judiciary chief known for his distrust of the West, takes the reins at a tense time. The country is going through crippling sanctions as talks to salvage its 2015 nuclear deal have stalled. In his address, Raisi stressed his embrace of diplomacy to lift U.S. sanctions. He also said he would mend rifts with neighbors, a subtle reference to Sunni rival Saudi Arabia. However, the newly inaugurated president also stated Iran's desire to expand its power as a counterbalance to foes across the region. UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the inauguration could create a new start for Iran.
There's a new president that's inaugurated this week, and there's a crossroads set of opportunities.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Thursday that the government is working to give additional COVID-19 booster shots to those with compromised immune systems as quickly as possible as cases of the Delta variant continue to rise. Fauci said immunocompromised people may not be protected enough by their existing COVID-19 vaccination. He also said rising cases from the spread of the contagious Delta variant could be turned around with additional vaccinations.
If we do that in the immediate, intermediate, and long term, and do the mitigation right now, we will turn the Delta surge around.
The United States is joining Germany, France, and Israel in giving booster shots, ignoring a plea by the World Health Organization to hold off until more people around the world can get their first shot. France's highest court on Thursday upheld a new law requiring the public to hold a health pass to access bars and restaurants, and health workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by mid-September, saying it complied with the Republic's founding charter. However, the Constitutional Council did strike down several clauses in the legislation, saying that enforcing a compulsory 10-day quarantine on anyone testing positive for COVID-19 impinged on freedoms. It also ruled that while employers could suspend health and frontline workers who refuse to get a COVID-19 shot or to show proof of a negative test, they could not dismiss those workers on short-term contracts. The legislation is due to come into effect next week. President Emmanuel Macron unveiled it in July as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a fourth wave of infections. Unemployment benefits claims continue falling, more evidence the economy and job market are rebounding from the pandemic-induced recession. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Some 385,000 Americans filed for jobless benefits last week, 14,000 fewer than a week earlier. While the total remains historically high, the weekly numbers have, for the most part, fallen steadily this year. The economy's been adding more than 540,000 jobs a month. An economist surveyed by FactSet anticipate tomorrow's Labor Department report will show nearly 863,000 more last month. The economy is still down 6.8 million jobs from early last year. Companies are posting openings faster than applicants are showing up to fill them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.